take up too much of your time. I'm such a threat to sit around and talk when I ought to be doing business. If Mrs. was talking about you, she might say, well, I don't know, I'll have to ask my
husband.
Okay. Or if you were talking about her, you might say, I must ask my
wife.
Okay. And a woman whose husband is dead is a what?
Widow.
Okay.
Widow.
And your mother's husband was your what?
Mother's husband.
Your mother's husband was your what?
Uncle.
Your mother's husband was your father.
That's right.
Okay. So you, if you were talking about him, you'd say, I must ask my
husband.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What did you call your father?
We called him Daddy.
You never called him Father?
Sometime, but mostly Daddy.
Okay. What about your mother?
We called her Mother.
Okay. And both of them together, your mother and your father, are your
parents.
Okay. What about your mother's father? He'd be your what?
Be my grandfather.
Okay. Did you have any certain names for him to call him anything?
No.
Okay.
His grandfather.
His grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
And how about his wife is your what?
Would be my grandmother.
Okay. And did you just call her grandmother?
That's right. Actually, we weren't around our grandparents very much.
I see.
They were. We just moved off, you see, and of course we were around some, but not too much.
How many children did you have?
Four.
All girls?
All girls.
That's a lot of fun, I suppose, raising four girls. I've got one, and it's about to run me to death raising her.
Don't know anything
till
it get grown.
Well, I'm finding out more and more every day. She's 10 years old now, and she had to go down and select some shoes the other day. I didn't think she was ever going to make up her mind. one of your, let's see, in referring to your daughters, you might say, well, these are our
children.
Okay. Have you ever heard anybody use the term pet name or basket name for a child? I mean, a name that a child might have, that's just a pet name or anything like that?
Yeah, I've heard it.
Okay. What is it that, I don't think people use them anymore, but used to have a thing that you'd put a baby in and push him around, it had a hood over it and he'd lie down in it.
Baby carriage.
Okay. And if you were doing this, you'd say you were doing what to the baby?
Push, no.
Strolling him around.
Strolling the baby, I guess.
Did you ever hear anybody talking about children say, well, John is the, I've got three boys, but John is the grown-uppest. Anybody ever use a term like that?
Well, it sounds pretty odd, but I have heard it.
Okay. I'll admit it does sound rather strange.
Yeah.
And you said you had four girls. They were your what? Not your sons, but your...
daughters.
Okay. In the days before women used to go to the hospital to have a baby, a lot of neighborhoods had a woman who came in to help when a baby was born. You know what she was?
Midwife.
Okay. And if a child looks like his father, would you say that boy what?
Favors his father.
Okay. What if he doesn't look like him but sort of acts like him? Would you say favors, or would you say something else?
Say he acts like him.
Okay. Talking about raising children or bringing up children, well, would you say we what, four children? We brought up or raised?
We raised.